Okay, let us pick up on Chaf Aleph and Beis. Chaf Aleph and Beis. Yesterday we had a nice daf over on Amud Beis. It was all about Dinim Drabanan, Rabbi Akiva. We discussed Tilos Yadayim a little bit at the end, and now we move on to a little more discussion of the Agadata. The bottom of the Gemara is talking about Shlomo HaMelech. Okay. Let's start with five lines from the bottom. So Rav Hanuna had just said that Shlomo HaMelech darshened 3,000 ta'amim for every din d'oraisa, and 1,005 ta'amim for every din d'rabban. So that's what the Gemara had just said about Shlomo HaMelech. So Darash Rava. Rava continues, my detziv, what does the pasuk mean in Koheles? V'yoser, shaya Koheles chacham od, besides Koheles being a chacham od, what else did he do? Limei da'as es ha'am, he taught the people, the nation, v'izein v'chiker tikin mshalim harbeh. And he was choker, and he prepared. He was masaki mshalom harbe, many mshalom to help people understand the Torah. So now the Rav darshins this pasuk. Li midas as aam the agmarei b'simanei ta'amim va'az b'bivay the damilei. What does it mean? Li midas. He taught das to the people. What does das mean? The Gemara says agmarei simanei ta'amim. What is simanei ta'amim? What we would call trap. As Rashi here says, Kabbalah Mesoris v'simanim bein b'tevos ha-mikra bein b'girsa shal mishnah. But Rashi here, interestingly, says not only by chumash, by mikra, but bein b'girsa shal mishnah. Seems to say there's a type of ta'amim that should be used for mishnah. That is the that's what's meant by simani ta'amim. We've had a number of gemaras about the importance of the chashivas of the ta'ameh ha-mikra. Spoke about how you're not chozer bo according to the Shulchan Aruch, but it's something that one should be careful about because it goes back all the way from Har Sinai, that the ta'ameh ha-mikra. The agmer b'simani ta'amim. Interesting, it says, what are the ta'amim of the Mishnah? Anybody lay in a Mishnah in a tune? The Mishnah Brura quotes the Shlach Kadosh that whenever you say Mishnayis during davening, you should say it in the tune of the Mishnah is learning, whatever that tune is. Like either Bamim Malikin on Friday night or Ezeo Makoman in the every morning. So he says that the Mishnah Brura quotes the Shla, they should say it in the tune of of Mishnah. So that's referred to here, Simani to Amim. The Asma by the Domilei. And he explains it with something that's similar to it. He gives a mashal to help people understand the Torah. Continues the Pasuk. The Izin V'chiker Tikin Mishalem Harbei. And he would made a misakin many mishalim. Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Betchila haisa Torah doma l'kfifa she'en la'aznayim. Before Shlomo HaMelech came and made his takanos and his gzeros, the Torah was similar to a basket she'en la'aznayim that didn't literally have handles. Achabas Shlomo v'asa la'aznayim. Until Shlomo HaMelech came and gave it handles. Okay, because he made many of the gzeros and the takanos which help us fulfill the Dinim D'Oraisa. The two that were mentioned in the Gemara yesterday were Erev Chatzeros and Atilas Yadayim, two Takanas D'Rabanan, which were made. Atilas Yadayim was for Srach Truma, we had in Masechet Shabbos, and Erev Chatzeros was about if you have two Rishus HaYachas next to each other, so in order to carry from one to the other, we said you need this Erev Chatzeros, and that was to prevent you from violating some type of Mitzvah D'Oraisa, either carrying through Rishus HaRabim or Dalan Amos. So that is, and even the other Gzeres. Tosfos here points out that the Shlomo also created Shnios L'Arayos, among others. So again, many of what Shlomo HaMelech did were Durabanans, which were connected to D'Oraisa, to give it Aznayin, to give it handles. So in the Ben Yehoyada, why dafka? What's the word aznayim? Why is that word used here? That he gave aznayim to the Torah, like Rav Zalman Saraskin Sefer, aznayim la Torah. So why dafka aznayim? So he says the adua, the Torah shebichsav tisyachis la einayim. The Torah shebichsav that are referred to is referred to the eyes. Why? Ki dvarim shebichsav tzarich lalamdim in sefer Torah v'lo ba'peh. Because Torah shebichsav is written, and you use your eyes in order to understand it and see it. V'Torah shebal peh. V'Torah shebal peh inherently tisyachis la'ozen. Ki dvarim shebal peh yetar arash lalamdim b'chsav. Elo nishmaim ba'ozen. Torah shebal peh me'ikar hadin is something to do with the ears. right? Because it's passed down from Rabbi to Talmud. Only later, once Rabbi Yonasi saw that the Torah was being forgotten, that's why he wrote down the Mishnah, and later the Gemara, etc. But really, Aznayim has to do with Torah Sheval Peh. So Shlomo HaMelech expanded Torah Sheval Peh in order to help us understand more the Torah Shebichsav. That's why the mashal given in the Gemara is Aznayim LaTorah. He created Aznayim because he created more Torah Shebal Peh for our Aznayim, for our ears, so that we would be able to understand the Torah Shebichsav, which is reflected in the Einayim. So that's the Aznayim and the Einayim according to the Ben Yehoyada. Okay, continues the Gemara. Continuing darshaning psukim from to Shira Shirim. Kvutzosav Taltalim. Amr Avchizka Amar Mar Ukva. Malamech Yish Lidrosh Al Kol Kotz Vakotz Tile Tilim Shal Halachos. What do we dash for the word Kvutzosav, which literally means the hair is Taltalim, is beautiful? That on every Kotz Vakotz, at every tiny little mark in the Torah, Tile Tilim Shal Halachos, you can dash it piles and piles of Halachos. Every tiny little mark in the Torah, even if it's not a letter, if it's a little mark on top of some of the letters, still you could darshan many halachos. That's kfutzosav taltalim. Shchoros ka'orev, black like a raven. What do we learn from that pasuk? B'miyata motzan, where, in who do you find the Torah? B'mi shemashkim u'ma'ariv alein lebeis ha-medrash. People who get up early and stay late in the Beis HaMedrash. And you're right, if you're so exhausted and your face turns black, Rashi explains. So that's mashkim, and what's like an orev? Mashkim is, that's the word shoros, black, and ma'ariv is from the word orev. Mashkim ma'ariv the Beis HaMedrash. I saw quoted b'shem the Sefer Sifsei Chachamim, that what makes a Talmud Chacham? You know, everybody's either a night person or a day person. You say, I'm a night person. You know, I can't get up in the morning. Or I'm a day person. You know, I have to be in bed very early. But a Talmud Chacham is somebody who devotes their life, and every day, mashkim umariv. It's not either or, it's both. You got to do both in order to be totally committed to Talmud Torah. Rabba Amar, another drasha from the Pasuk, b'misha mashkir padav alein ka'orev. Somebody who blackens his face on the Torah like an orev. Again, it means works very hard. Rabba Amar, b'misha mesim atzmo achzari albanav al b'nei beso ka'orev. Somebody who acts very brazen and mean to his children and family like a raven. A raven, as we know, is at least when the children are young, acts very mean to its children. Right? We say that in the Halukas every morning. Rashi quotes, Lufnei Orev Asher Yikra'u. Hashem has to supply the Bnei Orev, a call to Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu, b'zayim lo yitil. Kadosh Baruch Hu puts bugs right in their mouth in order to be befarnish them, because an orev itself, when the children are young, does not care for its young. When they get older, then the orev cares for it. When they're young, not. And that's why a person should be as brazen and mean to his children like an orev. What does that mean? Kiyadur of Adam Bar Masna, Havikazal by Ravi, was one time going to yeshiva, Armulei Debisu, Yunuki Didach by Avalahu. So Rav Adam Bar Masna was going to yeshiva, and his wife says, honey, you know, what am I supposed to do? What should I give the kids for lunch? There's no food in the house. Amar Lahash, he said to her, Mishlimu Kormi Ba'agma, did all the vegetables are finished? You're not going to find any vegetables? You're not going to find anything to make? So the Mepharshim said, it means that a person is so devoted to Torah, so, you know, he's not even, doesn't get the best Olam Hazeh, doesn't get the best Gashmias for his family. That it's, you know, as long as there's something minimal, and the rest of the time he devotes his time to Talmud Torah. Again, all the Chazals about this topic has to be put together. We had a couple of days ago Yonah, right? You better my food should be merurin kezayis from your hands, Hashem, rather than mitzukin mitzvash and relying on bnei adam. So again, that's how you should support your family. You have to rely on Kaddish Baruch Hu. Not take anything from anybody else, but you have to go out, as we said for Shem Rav Shechter, that you have to work for a living. But here on the other hand, it sounds like that you have to have your bitachon also, and you have to devote yourself to Talmud Torah. So again, obviously, there has to be a balance between the two extremes. Continues the Gemara. Darshaning a pasuk having to do with scharva onesh. U'mishalam l'sonav el panav l'ha'avido. Kadosh Baruch Hu pays back his enemies el panav l'ha'avido to destroy them. So what does the words el panav mean? So the Mefarshim point out that this gemara that we're about to have is different than how Rashi and the Ramban learn the pasuk al Torah. So either way, so it's a little different chazal. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Imali Mikra Kosav Yeshal Amru, had the pasuk not referred to it, Yeshal Amru would be impossible to say, because the pasuk uses the term El Panav, and the Gemara is assuming that's referring to Hashem right now, El Panav. What does that mean? Kaviyachol, Ka'adam shenosei masui al panav, like a person who's carrying a bundle on his face, umavakish lashlicha bimenu, and he wants to throw it off. You know, you're carrying this bundle, you want to throw it off from you. So too, explains Rashi, as expanded upon by the Marsha, that it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to reward the Rasha for his few mitzvahs that he did here and there. But it's like he doesn't want to deal with it. So he just like this bundle that he's thrown away from him. Okay, here's your schar, a couple of mitzvahs that you're going to get in Olam Hazeh. But really, it's a burden for him that's Meshayim Lasonav. He's paying back his sonim, the few mitzvahs, the Havido, in order to be ma'abed them in Olam Haba. But that's the mashal of the bundle. Lo ya'acher l'sono, which is the continuation of the pasuk. He will not delay to pay back the ones that he hates. Amar b'ela l'son avu de lo ya'acher. He won't delay to his sonim, aval ya'acher, meaning he'll pay them back right away for their mitzvahs, aval ya'acher l'sadik gaburim. But he will delay for his sadik gaburim in order to pay them back later in Olam Haba. V'ayin adar Reb Shimon ben Levi. And again, this has to do with Tzadik Varala, Rasha Vitovlo. Gemara talks about it in a number of places. My Dechsev, as Rabbi Shimon Levi says, what is meant by the pasuk that we say, Asher Enochi Bisavcha Hayom La'asok Sam? Like, I commanded you today to do. What do we learn out from that word, La'asok Sam? Hayom La'asok Sam, V'lo L'macher La'asok Sam. Today to do them, V'lo L'macher La'asok Sam. And they're not for tomorrow to do. Meaning, my submissives are in Olam Hazeh, right, in Olam Haba. Right after a person dies, there's no more time to do mitzvahs. You could get the schar for mitzvahs then. And if you caused people to do mitzvahs in this world, you're still accumulating schar. As the Shulchan Aruch says that every Yom Kippur, the Mesim and Nidon also, not just the, you haven't done any Averis, right, since the last Yom Kippur. But the answer is no, but the act, what you have caused, your mitzvahs and Averis during your lifetime, have caused certain things. But you actually doing mitzvahs and Averis are not only in Olam Hazeh. So Hayom La'asosam lo lamachar la'asosam. Hayom la'asosam lamachar l'kabel sacharam. Today to do, and lamachar later on in the next world, l'kabel sacharam to get reward. Again, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Mishatarach be'erev Shabbos yochel b'Shabbos. Right, whoever does, if you prepare your food on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, you know, so then you can eat on Shabbos. But the whole world is a bechin of Erev Shabbos. However, we felt that the past couple of weeks, we felt that every day is Erev Shabbos. You know, you can't not feel that way. Every day is a Thursday or a Friday. It's still a Thursday. But either way, the whole world, in one sense, is an Erev Shabbos in order to prepare for Shabbos, Yom Shekula Shabbos, which is Olam Haba. Again, one Ben Yehoyad on this. Ben Yehoyad is with Daik. Why did it say La'asosam? Hayom La'asosam. That's Maisa Mitzvah. So what about learning? Hayom Lil Lamdam. Lumacha L'kabal Scharam. Why does it talk about specifically Maisa Mitzvah? So again, Ben Yehoyad says, where is it? Oh. He says, that which many mefarshim, how do they explain the principle that you can't get schar, why don't we get schar in this world? So besides A, that the schar for a mitzvah is infinite and there's nothing in this world that can be shaveh, right, that we can't imagine the schar for any tiny little mitzvah. There's nothing in Olam Hazeh that can give us a shana. So that's why it can't be in this world. But another reason is based on the halachic reason. We taught the kaivla, the principle from Maseches Bava Metzia, ein schiris mishtalemes el labasof. There's a principle that when you have a worker and you have to pay a worker, when is the mechayiv, when are the wages due? Are the wages due to a worker as he does every section of the job? Or only at the end, when he finishes the job, then you have to pay the worker. So it says that one of the opinions is that yeshen l'schiris b'tchil v'asov, that means schiris gets paid little by little, or ein schiris b'shalemes el basov, a sucker only gets paid at the end. So it says the Ben Yoyada, some of us have explained, why don't we get sachar in Olam Hazeh? Because we're all schirim v'akadosh baruch hu, we're workers. Ein schiris b'shalemes el basov. V'chol yamav shel adam hu kapoel, we're a worker. Ukshe yamos, nasha chavshim in a mitzvah, azikab l'schara. So when's our job done? Right after Mayav Asrim. So that's when we're not schiris anymore. The Kol Zen, that's why you don't get any reward now, because it's not due yet. We're still working, we're still doing our job. We still have a tafkin in life, which we don't finish ad yomoso. So until we finish our job, the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have to pay us. Right when we finish, that's when we get paid. But this only applies because they have b'schar mitzvahs. Sheyesh lem sof bizman hamisa. That type applies to ma'aseh mitzvahs, because that has a finite time. Aval esek ha-Torah ein lo sof. The ein lo hefsek. Right, learning Torah and analyzing the ideas of the Dvar Hashem, that doesn't end after 120. Shigam achar p'tir me'olam hazeh. Ohu noek eitz ha'nefesh ha'oskos p'tar b'shiva sa'tzadikim. Right, Avram Avinu has his base medrash, and Rashi has his base medrash, Rabbi Akiva has his base medrash. We're going to be learning after in Olam Haba also. That's what we're going to be doing. So he said, there's no end to that. So you can't be a sacher in your Talmud Torah. That's an end in itself. So that's why Dafka Hayom La Asosam. La Asosam is referring to Maisa Mitzvahs. Today is to do Ulamachar the Kabbal Schar. You're going to get the Schar for that Ulamachar. But it doesn't apply to Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah is something that never ends. And that maybe is possible, he quotes some Gemaras, that you can even get Schar in Olam Hazeh for Talmud Torah, because that's not in the world of Schiris, because that's not something that is finite. That is a second Ben Yoyada, two Ben Yoyadas for the day today. Okay. Let's finish up this piece of Haggadah. Am Rabbi Chagai, V'itemer, Shubar Rechmeini, Mai Dechsef Erech HaPayim. What does it mean Hashem is Erech HaPayim? One of the Yud Gimel Midas. He's slow to anger. What is the double, the plural lashon of Apayim? Slow to anger, but we know Apayim is faces. Erech Af mi Bo'ilei. Right? So it should say Erech Af. It should say Erech HaPayim. So Ella Erech Apayim L'Tzadikim Erech Apayim L'Rasha. It means that he's slow to anger regarding, and when a person shows anger on their face, that's why that part of the body is mentioned. L'Tzadikim and L'Rasha, for the righteous and for the Rishayim. Rashi explains Erech Apayim L'Tzadikim, he delays in that he doesn't pay them back until Olam Haba, and Erech Apayim L'Rashaim as well, he doesn't give them their punishment until Olam Haba. And Tosa says that's a good thing because it gives them a chance to do tshuva. Just like we saw a couple days ago, that's why Gehenim has more openings than Gan Eden, according to some. Isn't Midah Tova greater than Midah Peranis? No, because Baruch Hu gives them more chance to do tshuva. Back to Maseches Eruvin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Beis Asai. Remember the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. The Mishnah had said a machlokes. How far are you allowed to separate the pasin? How large of an area are you allowed to make around this well, in order to create a rishus hayachid? So the chachamim, the tarakamim, the Mishnah had said any amount as large as you want, as long as you're marba b'pasin, as long as you add in more pasin, so that you don't have in between the pasin either 10 amos according to Rabbi Meir or 13 1/3 according to Rabbi Yehuda. You can be marba b'pasin. Rabbi Yehuda had said no up until the base hasayim. Up until the base hasayim, that's as big as you're allowed to have, which was the amount of the chatzar hamishkan in the midbar. And the Chachamim had said back to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, just to remember, that what do you mean, Beis Asayim? Why should that be a limit? That's only crucial for the sugya of what? A makom shel hukaf ledira. We said there's a principle that we're going to have today. Today's going to come up. Today's the main sugya. Whenever you have a large, quote-unquote, Rishus Hayachid, a large area which is enclosed by walls, the halacha is that if it's very large, meaning it's larger than a beis asayim, then the halacha is if it was not enclosed to guard what's in it, but to live in it, to use what's inside, hukaf ledira, so then there's a dindir abanan that even though it's surrounded by walls, it's not called a rishus hayachid. That's the principle of lo hukaf ledira, a karpef shel hukaf ledira, a gina shel hukaf ledira. If it's very small, you have this little room with a wall, okay, fine. But if it's a large area, and it wasn't hukaf ledira originally, and Rashi had said that Rashi on the Mishnah had said hukaf lediras adam, not even diras behema, it has to be royal shdias adam. Either way, so that's the sugya. Rabbi Yehuda brought in that principle of Beis Asayim from that sugya. The Chum said, what are you talking about? That's regarding hukaf ledira, and this is hukaf ledira, right? You want to give your animals water. You want to live there for Shabbos. So that was the discussion in the Mishnah, just to remember. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda had brought the principle up in the end of the last parak.
Yeah.
In the end of the last parak, I don't remember. Yeah, but I'm saying, but here he brings it up in the Mishnah. What's here saying? It seems like he has a more expansive view of this principle. Where? Because he brought this up. What on Tezayin Mebeis? On Tezayin Mebeis, that was a discussion of the Arif and the Shasi. There he says he also brings up Beis Asayim. On the bottom. Maybe he has a different view. But from the Gemara today, it sounds like he agrees, maybe regarding Zeres Durabanan. So maybe over there, if it's Zeres Durabanan, maybe you would say that. Let's see what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, Ibai Lahu, Bar Upasin Ka'amar, Odilma Bar Velo Pasin Ka'amar. When viewed as the limit to Beis Asayim, does that mean the Bar itself, the well itself, can be Beis Asayim wide? And including, I'm sorry, bar upas and kamar, the whole area, including the bar and the space from the bar to the pasin, all together is beis asayim. Odilma, or do you say bar velo pas and kamar? Or do you say no? The bar itself can be 2,000 amos, but then you could have an extra space besides the 2,000, not 2,000 amos, the beis asayim. You could have extra space between the bar and the pasin. Not tons of space. Tosus points out, the second Tosus, that the most you can have is two amos on each side, meaning enough for Rosh Veruba of the animal. You can't, even go to Yehuda, you're not going to be able to have a lot of space. But either way, does the space between the bar and the pasan, is that counted within the Beis HaSayim, or is it separate? In other words, explains the Gemara, what's the Ibaya? Adam nosi neinim baboro. Does a person, and the Gemara is about to explain that really, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that Beis HaSayim is really an issue by a Karpev Shlohu Kafladira. The question is, am I going to make a gzeira in this case of the Mishnah? Do I say, Adam nosi neinim baboro, when a person, the average person is looking at this case, the focus of his eyes is the bar itself. The bar. And therefore, because a person's focus is on the bar itself, therefore he's going to focus on how large the bar is. So if the bar is based on Sayim, that even if you have space more than that to the Pasim, that's okay, because the person focuses on the bar. And therefore, there's no reason to make a gzeira that a person's going to think that you could carry in a karpef shloka fazira more than based on Sayim, because the person's focus is on the bar itself, which is a based on Sayim. O Dilma, no. No, a person looks at the mechitzas. So if from the mechitzas altogether it's going to be larger than a Beis HaSayim, that's going to create problems. The gazrina, therefore you make a gzeira. Therefore you have to make a gzeira. If it's larger than a Beis HaSayim altogether, therefore you'd only be allowed to have a Beis HaSayim, including the space between the bar and the pas. That's the Ibai. So does Rabbi Yehuda include the space on top of the bar within the Beis HaSayim or not? Tashma, says the Brisa. How close could they be to have the area, the head and the robe of an animal, which we said was two amos? How far? As far as you want. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Beis HaSayim Mutter, yet the Beis HaSayim Aser. Rabbi Yehuda says only up to a Beis HaSayim. Don't you agree by a backyard, by a deer we had, was the place where you put your animals in various places? Don't you agree in those cases that even more than a Beis HaSayim is mutter? So what's the difference? We had this before. Rabbi Yehuda says no. But we have real mechitzas. Okay, I'm not going to make zeiras. You don't have to be more stringent by real mechitzas. But here's pasin. Here it's already. You have a terem. It's symbolic walls. So if you have symbolic walls, you have to have more stringencies. More stringencies meaning up until a Beis HaSayim, and that's it. But in this price, there's another opinion. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, bor Beis HaSayim, a Beis HaSayim mutter. A Beis HaSayim just means Beis HaSayim. Means a bor could be Beis HaSayim. That's it. And they only said you can be marchik it, how far, and up to the length of an animal. So says the Gemara, Hamid Kamar, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, bar below pasin. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, the third opinion in the Braisa says, the bar has to be Beis HaSayim, meaning not including what the area on top. So Michlal must be the second opinion in the Braisa. Michlal Rabbi Yehuda, baru pasin kamar. So must Rabbi Yehuda holds a different shita, or else he would be saying the same thing. So it must be Rabbi Yehuda says, even the space on top is must be included in the 2000 in the Beis HaSayim. So where says no raya velohi Rabbi Yehuda bar velo pasan kama. Really, Rabbi Yehuda also says that the bar has to be the Beis HaSayim, not the pasan. Yehachi, if so, says the Gemara, hayin the Shimon ben Elazar. So what's the difference between the opinions? Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon ben Elazar both say the same thing. So Gemara says no. Ika benayu arech v'katin. The difference is whether it has to be square or you can have one side that's longer than the other one. Remember, the lashon of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar was Beis HaSayim a Beis HaSayim. So Rav Shimon Elazar, she says, that has to be square. That's the only time that you have a heter of building the pasan. But Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, Rabbi Yehuda, it can be longer. As long as the area altogether is a Beis HaSayim, you can have one side that's longer than the other one. That's okay. Okay, that's the machlokas. But again, there's no raya, says the Gemara. What is Rabbi Yehuda's real shita? Period. So now we just have the rule that I just mentioned before. Klal Amar Rav Shimon Elazar. This is the rule. Call Avir Shetashmisha Ladira, any air that you use Ladira, could go in Dir Basara Muksa Vachatza, like a backyard or a storage house for your wood. Any place that you use, Afilu Beis Chameshas Kurim, Afilu Beis Asaras Kurim, Mutter. It doesn't matter how large it is. You can have the largest room, the largest building in the world. It's also Rosh Hashayachid. Right, in Seattle, the Boeing building, I think they say it's the largest building in volume, right, the largest space. To build airplanes, you need a big building, all the different parts. So the largest, it's the biggest, humongous building. The answer is, so what? It's hukaf ladira. It was made in order to build. Doesn't matter how big it is, still, it's called a rishus hayachid. But on the other end, it's called the rishus hashmishala avir. But if you build something in order to use what's outside this place, kigon, Bergenin, Shebasados, Bergen we had yesterday, a little hut for a watchman to sit in, but really what's the ultimate purpose of that little hut? To guard on the what's on the outside, but not really to live in, but it's just there to service what's on the outside of this hut. So then that's called a davar shlo hukaf ledira. So that has a limit, basis I'm mutar, yet basis I'm aser. And this is what we pass in Shulchan Aruch, beginning of Shin Samach Beis. Shulchan Aruch says, kol mechitza shlo nasis ladur besocha elo litznias. O lishmar, masha yitru basocha, o leishi bokhi lishmar sados. He mechitza is good mechitza as long as it is less than beis asayim. But if it's more than beis asayim, it's not called a rishus hayachid. You can't carry it unless you do something to it. Important Rashi here. Last Rashi before the Mishnah. Rashi says v'chol dira. Rashi is explaining the line of any dira that's not hukaf l'dira, so it's not called a rishus hayachid. Look what Rashi says. V'chol dira she mechuse begag v'hi asuya l'shmiras avir shechutzala. Then it is usser. So what does Rashi add? Rashi says even if it has a roof, this principle applies. So that the bir alacha there in the beginning of Shin Samach Beis is not so clear about. That even if it has walls and a roof, you're going to say it's not a rishus hayachid. That's not, he thinks the Rambam does not agree. The Prima Gadam has a suffix about it. Either way, that is not so clear that it has a even if it has a roof, would you say this principle applies? Again, if you do any type of usage in it, like let's say the shomer, you know, lives in there also at night when he's not guarding, so then already it's hukaf l'dira because he's meant to live in. But if it's purely not hukaf l'dira, no dira takes place in there, so then seems to be a discussion in the Rishonim. What about if it has a roof? Next Mishnah. Important principle coming up. Review the Omer Hayaderach Rishus Ram of Sak Tani Sakana Litzadin Vechamayinot Tzarich. What if you have a road going through your pasin? You put these pasin, but it happens to be you built it on the main drag, and you have this highway going through these pasin. Does that ruin your pasin? This is the sugya of Asi Rabim Umavatsli Mechitzta. Is Bekias Rabim, is the fact that a Rabim goes through your Mechitzas, does that ruin your Mechitzas? That is a Machlokas Tanoim in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says yes, and therefore, Yisal Kenel Asadin, you got to move your Pasen over to the side. You got to move your space. You know, you can't have a road going through. Lecham say no, so Chamim, who the Rama Pasen is like. Chamim say no, you do not say that Asi Rabim Umavatsli Mechitzta. The Rabim going through does not ruin it. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Dami Shavayu. Rabbi Elazar say the line that we quoted before. Also, Kohen Odiach Hakol Chasha Mechitzas. What do you see from the Rabbanan? You see the power of Mechitzas that they stand up even to a Rabbi going through. Kan Vesirle. So it sounds like that Rabbi Yochanan says that quoting the Gavlus of the Sheet of the Chachamim, and he holds like it. The Amar Rabbar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. But didn't Rabbi Yochanan also say Yushalayim Il Mali Dalso Sehan Il Olos Balayla Chayevan Alam Shem Rishus Rabbim? Didn't we have earlier in Davav that Yushalayim, if its doors were not locked at night, you'd be chayiv mishum rishus harabim. Yerushalayim has mechitzas. Yerushalayim has mechitzas. So what that this rabbin that goes through it, rishus harabim. But still, you know, it shouldn't be chayiv rishus harabim according to Rabbi Yochanan. So the answer is, you're right. Elakam lo svirle. You're right. Rabbi Yochanan said the greatness of the sheet of the chachamim, but it's not that he held that sheet of lo svirle. It doesn't hold of it. Tosfos and the other Rishonim here discuss that Yerushalayim has four mechitzas around it. So what do you mean? It's the Asi Rabim Matli Mechitzas. There's four Mechitzas around it. Tosas in Chayavin. He says because we're going to Rabbi Yochanan is going to pass like Rabbi Yehuda. My Chayavim Shem Mishus Rabim. It's like Shtei Mechitzas Daraisa. Shtei Mechitzas even Daraisa. So you have to say either Yerushalayim is Mefulash. It has four roads going through. Tosas says if you stand in the open spot where all the roads bisect, so then that's going to be the Mishus Rabim. It doesn't mean all Yerushalayim. It just means if you stand in the road where you're looking outside, you see outside the city from all directions. Maybe that's what he's referring to. Other Rishonim say, no, maybe he's assuming that you need three mechitzas daraisa or more mechitzas daraisa. Either way, it's a discussion why Yerushalayim would be chayiv, even though it has a certain number of mechitzas. Continues the Gemara, Rami Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rami Rabbanan. There's a stira in Rabbi Yehuda and in the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda, remember, in our Mishnah said that Rabim come and ruin the mechitza. That's why you have to move it. And the Chum say, you don't have to move it, ain't no tzar. So we're going to have a stira. The Tanya, the Brisa says, again, many of these Brises we've had before, Yeser Akeinah Rabbi Yehuda, Misha Yilushne, Bata Misha Yisidi, Rishis Rabim. You have two houses on opposite sides of the street, and you want to carry between the houses. So we've had a picture of this before. Osel Olechi Mikan Velechi Mikan Akor Mikan Mikor Mikan. But Osel Osef Emsa, what do? You either put up two lechis or two koras, and you're able to carry underneath. Right, put two koras across or two lechis on opposite sides of the street, and you can carry. And the Chama answer back, no, you can't create You can't be Ma'ariv or Rosh Hashanah Rabbim like that. So what do you see from this Brisa? Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says you're allowed to do this, even though the street goes right through. So it sounds like the Rabbim going through does not ruin it, against Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who says it does ruin it. The Chachamim say you can't do it, because the Mashiach the Rabbim does ruin it, against the Chachamim in our Mishnah, which says the Rabbim does not ruin it. So Kasha Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha. So Kasha within Rabbi Yehuda's? Awesome. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says, over there, why do I allow it? Because there are there are two real bona fide mechitzas, or the two houses on the sides of the street. So if you have two bona fide mechitzas, and if I hold shtei mechitzas da oraisa mid oraisa creative shazi yachid, that's why it's good. You have two real mechitzas. Hachalek shtei mechitzas mal yasa. Here you have zero real mechitzas. Or you have pasin. They're all symbolic. None of them are real mechitzas. They're each an amalong. So that doesn't help you. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Asi rabbi umbatli mechitzta would apply here, but not over there. And also the Rabbanan would tell you there's a difference between the cases. Over here, yes, they're all symbolic, but you have something on every side. You have an amma sticking out. These pasta, there's an amma length on every side. And really, there's two ammas, one from each side. So that's why it's better here, because there are four symbolic mechitzas. Hacha lekasham dalam mechitzas. They're fine, you have two good ones, but the other two sides, you have nothing. So that's why it would be worse. Okay, so that's why there is no stira between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yisrael bar Yosef bar Rabbi Yochanan, Eretz Yisrael in chayavin aleha mishum mishus harabim. Rabbi Yochanan said this amazing statement, in Eretz Yisrael, you're never chayav for mishus harabim. So Gemara is going to analyze why. And what that means. Yosef Rav Dimi Bekar Meilel HaShmaiser. Rav Dimi said this. Amalei Avayler Rav Dimi. My time. What's the reason for the statement of Rabbi Yochanan? Ilema. Mishub Demakif Lasoma Ditzor Mehach Gisa. Is it because Eretz Yisrael is surrounded by a huge rock cliff on one side? First, we'll talk about exactly what this is referring to. Umachtonet together Mehach Gisa. And also a type of huge ditch on the other side. So it's somehow a Rishus HaYachid. Right? Because it has cliffs and it has these steep drops on all sides of it. What we had yesterday, the slope is 10 tefachim high within four across. So is that why? So all Eretz Yisrael is really Rishus HaYachid. And Rashi points out, so fine, Midrabanan, you won't be able to be metaltel in it, but at least Araisa, you won't be chayiv. If that's true, the Gemara says, Bavel Nami Makifla, Pras Me'akisa, V'diklas Me'akisa. Bavel also is surrounded by certain natural rivers or natural cliffs, and therefore you should create it. It should be a Rishus HaYachid. Why Bavel out of all the things? Either Bavel, it happens to be Bavel, or as we said yesterday, Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out on yesterday's daf that Bavel for a lot of halachas is different in regarding a Gittin and regarding what we had yesterday, the Masifta. So again, here too, Bavel is a separate place. But the Gemara then asks, not only Bavel, Dekule Almanami Makif Okeanis. Okeanos is the Atlantic, but here it's being referred to oceans. The whole world! There shouldn't be any Mishnah in the whole world! Because most of the earth is water, and a lot of oceans in a lot of places has a big steep drop, right, at the edge of the land. You go down 10 tefachim. That doesn't even so steep. 10 tefachim is not so large. 10 tefachim within a 4 tefach line across. There shouldn't be any Mishnah Rabbins. So it's like, Einel Davar Sof, the Gemara doesn't answer this question. The Gemara says, it can't be! That can't be the reason for Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara answers, you're right. What was Rabbi Yochanan referring to? Not all of Eretz Yisrael, but only certain areas of Eretz Yisrael. Dilma ma'alus umardos ka'amrit. Maybe you meant the steep hills and the deep murdos where you go down, meaning the places that are very difficult to walk in. The cliffs and the narrow straits, those types of places. Is that what he was referring to? And that's the Eretz Yisrael that he said you can't be chayav on, because those are not Rishus HaRabim. We had this a little bit at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos. Even if you have a Rishus HaRabim, but if it's not what's called Nicha Tashmishtei, if you can't use it easily, it's not going to be a Rishus HaRabim, even if all the other requirements are there. So here too, in Eretz Yisrael, it says Rabbi Yochanan, because you have these Milos and Mardos, is that what he meant? So Amar Lei Karkafna. So he answers him, yeah, oh smart one. Chazisei L'Reishech Be'amudei. I see your head was between the pillars. Ki Amar Rabbi Yochanan L'Hashmaitza. When Rabbi Yochanan said this, you know, you must have been in the shir. Tosus here says that it would have been impossible for him to be there, because Rabbi Yochanan died before Abaya was born. Tosfos says that the end of Karkafna. So it must be that he meant, like, your Rebbe must have been there. Abaye's Rebbe Rabba must have been there. But the Tosfos read here says, maybe Rabbi Yochanan lived very long. So maybe it does mean that he did see him. The Ritva here means, it doesn't mean a literally, it just means that you got it so right, it's as if you were in the Shir. Right? You were mechaving to the Das of Rabbi Yochanan, is exactly what he meant. But that's, either way, that's the language of the Gemara. But what's interesting is a very, interesting discussion. They've shown him here, the Gemara does not answer the question. Why the entire world is not a Rishus HaYachid? Because of the oceans. Yeah. Yeah.
What about the Midbar?
Why? It's not similar to the Diglei Midbar?
No, they weren't allowed to carry there.
They weren't allowed to carry there. In a Chinami. There has to be an answer. But the Gemara doesn't... There's obviously Rishus HaRabbims in the world. There obviously is. But the Gemara says it can't be. Maybe partially because of that. We know there are Dal Rishuyus L'Shabbos. The Bride, the Tosefta on Davav and Shabbos says it. We know there's Rishus HaRabbims. But the Gemara doesn't answer. So why doesn't these work? Why don't these work? So Tosfos says, gives three different answers. Tosfos says, in the end of Tosfos Dilma, v'yesh lomar, d'mechitza she'ena asuya bidei adam, lo chashiva mechitza kulei hai, v'yafilu rabbanan modu, d'asu rabban batli mechitza. Says Tosfos, yes, in the Mishnah we have a machlokas between the Rabbanan and the Rabbi Yehuda, whether Asi Rabbim Vatli Mechitzcha, and we Paskin, the Rabbanan Paskin, that lo Asi Rabbim Vatli Mechitzcha, but Tosfos says that's only by a man-made Mechitza. If you have a natural Mechitza, says Tosfos, that even the Rabbanan agree, it's a more garua, even though Hashem made it, but still in this sense, it's worse Mechitza, and there they would agree, Asi Rabbim Vatli Mechitzcha. That's what Tosfos says. And here too, people just could go up on the beach. People could go up. The Rabbim could go up from the oceans. So that's why it doesn't work. Because Asi Rabbim Vatli Mechitza. The Tosfos Arash adds just one other nugget. He says not only if it's Asi Bidei Shemayim, but it's Asi Bidei Shemayim and it's very large. If you have those two together, so then it doesn't work. So according to Tosfos and according to Tosfos Arash, there's a fundamental difference between Mechitza Bidei Adam and the Mechitza Bidei Shemayim. The Ritva here quotes the Ramban. Another shita, and he says, "Omer Rabino Haravzal Dahainu Kol Sheroe Atzmo Tocha Mechitzos Tiafakav Delagabi Shabbos Lo Beinan Mechitzos Ani Keres Lidiraso Afiluachi Beinan Sheyire Atzmo Toch Mechitzos." You got to feel like you're enclosed. When you're on Earth, you don't feel like you're enclosed. You know, even though we could say that the water, there's more water on Earth than there is land, you don't feel like you're enclosed. So according to the Ritva B'Shem, the Ramban, it has nothing to do with Bidei Adam and Bidei Shemayim. Even if you build a Bidei Adam one, that, you know, you don't feel like you're enclosed, that also wouldn't work. So that's the two different drachim of the Tosas and the Tosas Rosh about Asuya Bidei Shemayim is different, and the Chachamim would agree by Asuya Bidei Shemayim, Asi Razin L'matli Mechissa, and the Ritva B'Shem, the Ramban say that no, it has to do with feeling that you're enclosed. Again, this is very important. Halacha l'maisa. Can you use not natural? But let's say mechitzas, what's an afkamina? Let's say you have a mechitza that's built by man that you don't know about. We mentioned in the past. The part of the issue of Brooklyn is they have the BQE on the over there on the side by Manhattan. You have the BQE. There's a big cliff over there. So can you use that as a mechitza? Could you use something like that as a mechitza? You have this big highway with a straight cliff on the side. That's Bidei Adam. So Tosa says Bidei Adam is, there's no problem. Bidei Adam, you don't know if that's the only principle. Bidei Shemayim is Garua. But according to the Ritva, it would be a problem because you don't realize when you're on the beat, you don't feel like you're enclosed in a mechitza. So that's a big discussion. The Rishonim here, but essentially the Gemara does not give a reason. The Gemara says it can't be. And the Rishonim have to discuss why isn't the whole world of Shosa Yachids based on the oceans? You had your hand up before? So that you asked the Rishonim's Kasha. The Tosfos asked it also. Tosfos says on top Tosfos that Rabbi Yochanan is a steerer within himself because Rabbi Yochanan says Yerushalayim is Rishus HaRabim, and then he says all of Eretz Yisrael is not Rishus HaRabim. So you have to say, he's saying it maybe according to Alibad Rabbi, according to one of the other Shitas, you know, he's not saying it for himself. Yeah. Meaning to try to see where does Rashi get that requirement from? Right. Where does Rashi get the requirement of 600,000 on Davav? Right, so you have to know, but Rashi says, is that Rashi saying that only within Rabbi Yehuda?
No, Rashi says that
in order to be Rishus HaRabim, the city cannot have a wall around it.
But Rabbi Yehuda says
it would have been.
Right,
Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda has different requirements. Rabbi Yehuda has different requirements for Israel versus Rabbim. Okay. Again, every Rishon and every Tana has his own opinion about what constitutes a Rishon Zerabim, and right, Nechinami. But that in terms of Lomaisa, that's Rashi Shita against other Rishonim. Nechinami. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Idmar Nami Gabbas Zerabim on Rabbi Yochanan Varmila Rabbi Yochanan Malos Amar Shabir Shizon Chayvam Shemar Shizrabim Lvishenin Kedigli Migbar. Again, we have the statement for Rabbi Yochanan that said it beferish. It's the Milos and the Mardos of Eretz Yisrael that are not called Rishon Zerabim because they're not similar to the Digli Midbar. The Digli Midbar didn't have these steep areas. Why? Rashi says the Anan Hakavod flattened everything. Therefore, everything was smooth. Tell him it's lachid as Rabbi Tochar Bov Rabbim Boken Bo Chayavan Alav Bishem Rishon Zerabim O Ein Chayavan Alav. If you have a telemislakin, as we've had before, a mound that slopes up, and it slopes up 10 within, 10 tvachim within 4. Within 4. 10, so it's considered a wall. That's what you need, 10 by 4. So within 4, it goes up 10. But Rabin Bokenbo. But people walk right on it. That's what people would walk on this, this mound. So is that called, so is that called deemed a good mechitza? Right, is that deemed a good mechitza because people could walk right on it? So Alibad Rabbanan lo tibay lacha. According to the Rabbanan in our Mishnah, it's not a question. It's pashut. Why hashtu mahasam? If over there in our Mishnah, denicha tashmishte, amri Rabbanan lo asi rabban vatli le mechitza. In our Mishnah, by the pasin, where the street goes straight through, and it's very comfortable for people to go straight through. Even there, they said it doesn't ruin it. Even there, the mechitzas are good mechitzas. So hachadlo nicha tashmishte. Here, it's on a big hill. Here, it's not so comfortable and usual for people to go up and use it. But still, people, you know, even if people do, that's of course it's not going to ruin it. Lo kashukein. If nicha tashmishte doesn't ruin it, a case of nicha tashmishte, surely a case of lo nicha tashmishte is not going to ruin it. Kitiboy lechalid Rabbi Yehuda. So the question is within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, who said it does ruin it in our Mishnah. Hasam, do we say hasam udinicha tashmishte? Over there, it's good, people's usage is normal and comfortable. So maybe that's why it ruins it over there. But hachahu dilonicha tashmishte lo asaram vali mechista. But maybe here Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the Rabbim we're not coming in Batul Mechitzta. Or do we see Rabbi Yehuda makes no difference? Armalei Chayavin. So, Rava answers Rechava. No, Rabbi Yehuda would not make a difference. You're Chayav, even in this case, where it's Lo Nicha Tashmishte. Afilo Olum Labachevel. Yes, even if you need a rope to get up there, it's so steep that you have to go up with a rope that's also Rosh Hasharabim. Armalei in, yes. Afilo Malos Beis Maron. Even like the Malos of Beis Maron, Rosh Hashanah famous. Remember that we're all we open the fun of Kibbutz Maron, right? From Nisan HaTokef and from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Even like the base Maron, where we go single file up on the cliff, Armalei in. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda says even if it's very low nicha tashmishte, still you say asi rabim umavat limechitzta. Eisve, is that really true? I'll ask you from a Tosefta in Taros. Chaser Sharav Nechnasin La Bezu V'Yosin La Bezu. A chaser which people go in and out of. They go in one side, they go in on the other side. Rishus Harabim L'Tuma, Rishus Ayachil L'Shabbos. This is a Rishus Harabim for Tuma, mentioned by Hilchas Tuma and Tara. If you have a Suffolk Tuma, something that you're not sure, it depends if it's a Rishus Harabim or Rishus Ayachid. Suffolk Tuma Rishus Harabim is Tahar. Suffolk Tuma Rishus Ayachid is Tuma. And you learn that out from Isha Sot. So it says, regarding that halacha, this place is called Rishus Harabim L'Tuma. Because Arnisha Sota, you need a real secluded place. This is not a secluded place. People walk through. That's why the rules are regard like Sota, and therefore it's Rishus Harabim L'Tuma. Rishus Hayachid L'Shabbos, but it's a Rishus Hayachid for Shabbos. Note, the Bach changes the order of these two lines. We'll get to why in a second, I think. Right? He says, Rishus Hayachid L'Shabbos, Rishus Harabim L'Tuma. He changes the order. We'll see what the significance is. Mani. Elam, so who is the author of this Tosefta? Elim Rabbanan, if it's the Rabbanan, so Hashu Mahasam Dinichat Tashmishti Am Rabbanan Lo Asaram Vala Mechitzta. If in our Mishnah, the Rabbanan say where it's Nichat Tashmishti, the Rabbim doesn't ruin it, so Hachat Lo Nichat Tashmishti Lo Kashu, it's surely here where it's a Chatzer, and you have to walk through the doors, you have to squeeze in a little bit, surely they'll say it doesn't ruin it. So there wouldn't be a Chiddush, we already know a bigger Chiddush according to the Rabbanan. So they can't be the author of this Mishnah, Ella Rabbi Yehudi, so it must be the author, the Sheet is Rabbi Yehuda, and what do you see? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Rishus Hayachid L'Shabbos. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if lo nicha tashmish day, that Rabbim don't ruin it. So where is it? No, the Olam Rabbanan, he really is the Rabbanan. Aye, there's no chiddush. The chiddush is the other line of the Brisa. Versus Rabbim l'tumah is Yichalei. The chiddush is the Rishus Rabbim for tumah line. And I think that's maybe why the Bach switches it. So you have the chiddush line, the second one. Because that's the chiddush. The chiddush is, because if you have the chiddush on the first line, then what do you need the second line for? But if the second line is the chiddush line, that's why the Bach switches it. Tashma, another try to knock out this version of Rabbi Yehuda. If you have a mavui mefulash, open on tusa, open with a bar in, well now it says in a pit. In a pit or a cave or something like that, it's Rosh Hashanah the Shabbos for Shabbat Tumah. So what's the case here? But Boros Lakadayda, if you have a mavui in a bor, how does that work? Ella, no, it means Laboros Rosh Hashanah Liboros. Two boros. What does that mean? Okay, our one picture of the day. If you look in your picture book on picture number 136, you have a big bor right at the front of a mavui. The front of a mavui, you have that big bar there. So that kind of separates it, right? It functions instead of the lechi and the korah, it's kind of closed off there. And you could walk a little bit on the edge, in between the bar. You see that guy squeezing in over there? You could walk on the side, in between the bar and the wall. That's the case in this Mishnah. It says the Gemara, which is a Yachid Shabbos, Rabban Latumah. Again, the same din. It's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid for Shabbos, and it's Rabban Latumah because it's not a Makam Seser. So, Mani, who is the author? Ilei Marabbanan. Again, we have the same issue. Hashumah, Hazab, Nichatash Mishnah, Amrilas, Rabban Batlila. If in our Mishnah, where it's Nichatash Mishnah, the Rabban don't ruin it, Hachadol Nichatash Mishnah, local chickens. So, surely shouldn't ruin it there, where it's Lonicha. It's not usual for people to walk on the edge. It's not comfortable. El Rabbi Yehuda. So, again, isn't this Rabbi Yehuda, which proves if Lonichatash Mishnah, he would agree? Again, Olam Rabbanan versus Rabban Latumah Tzrichalei. The Chiddush is the other line of the Mishnah. Tashma, the second half of that Mishnah, and here we're not going to be able to give that answer because there is no line about Sota here. For Tumah, Shvilei Beis HaGilgol V'Chayotzei Bahen. I mean, there is, but we'll see why. Shvilei Beis HaGilgol. If you have the Shvilim, the little paths of Beis Gilgol, and like them, Rosh Hashanah, the Shabbos, Rosh Rabban Latumah, Veizo Shvilei Beis Gilgol. What are they? Army to be Rabbiane. Kol She'ena Eved Yochol Litol Sa'ashel Chitin V'Yorzel Fei Sardiot. There's such steep, tiny cliffs that an Eved can't take some wheat and run up them in one swoop in front of his master. Meaning, it's very, you can't get up there in one run. So that's what all these types of paths are Rosh Hashanah Yachid for Shabbos. So again, Mani, Ilei Merabbanan, if it's Rabbanan, same Kasha. Uma Hazab Nichatash Mishnei. Ami Rabban Allah Zerab Mavala Machista, if in our Mishnah where it's Nichatash Mishnei, the Rabbim's Bekias Rabbim doesn't ruin it, Hachad Nichatash Mishnei, Lokal Shekain, Elav, Rabbi Yehuda, it must be Rabbi Yehuda. Must be Rabbi Yehuda. Again, doesn't this prove that Rabbi Yehuda would agree by lo nichatash mishtei? So Gemara said, the answer is Amar Lei, no, Shvilim Beis Gilgal Gamrit. You're asking me about the Shvilim of Beis Gilgal? No, that is separate rules. Yehoshua Oev Yisrael Haya. Yehoshua ben Nun loved Israel. Amad v'tikin lahem, meaning he made many takanas for the good of Bekal Yisrael. One of them was as follows. Amad v'tikin lahem drachim esratya. He was misaking for them roads. And what was roads? Whenever you had a road, you had a path that was nicha, that it was comfortable for the rabbim to use, he automatically said, this is public property. Even though I split up the land between all the shvatim, this is public property and it does not belong to any of you. But any road that is not nicha tashmishtei, meaning it's not comfortable to use. For example, these shvilim in Beis Gilgal, so it's not comfortable. So even though it looks like a road, he gave those to private property. So these paths, though they look like roads, they were owned by private property. They were owned by private balabatim, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda would say that the Rabbim doesn't ruin it, because it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But really, Meikar Adin says the Gemara Lamaskana, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even lo nicha tashmishtei, still asi Rabbim umavatzli mechitzta. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay. Well, it depends. Anything good is for the Rabbim, at least originally. It was before anybody built anything there.